My name is Brad. I play guitar and sing songs.
My name is Dan. I play percussion on the album.
I'm Alex. I help engineer and mix the record.
The Barn came about, Adam, our banjo player, his in-laws own a property out in western Maryland, out in Carroll County, and it's really set away from everything, and his father-in-law offered that if we wanted to, we could come out and use their barn that was sitting there just full of farm gear, but he said that we could take it over and make it into a studio for our use and just spend a whole weekend up there. And so we really liked the idea of being able to go away and get away from the places we usually play and just be away from anyone else and just be able to focus on making this album.
What a way to go.
The Barn was a really great place to record because it was set back so far. It was difficult to get to and difficult to work in, and it kind of made everybody focus on the process of recording an album and making it a sort of team effort. We all had to clear the barn out of equipment and hay and make a space to record. We had to set up the microphones, we had to set up the equipment, find places to play, and it was a real process and a real thing that we did, because at the end we tore it all down and it was just a barn again.
Yeah, driving down this little wooded drive, you saw the barn. Everything was dark, but you saw the barn coming up because you saw the light coming through all the wooden slats. Someone had gone in and turned a light on before we got there. It was just welcoming. It was just there, beacon in the night.
I've already had some people see the album cover and ask, is that the barn? And that's not like a, you know, some photo you found online. I was like, no, that's the barn. If there was ever a barn to be on our album cover, it's the one that we got to record in, and it looks cool and it sounded amazing for some reason. To do a little more, look into a little more and see if hay just makes a great sound diffuser, because everything just kind of came together, kind of mixed itself.
What a way to go. What a way to go. Take me with my back turned. I don't want to know.
I think part of it is just the way that we started playing. We used really simple instruments to do what we do, and that allows us to go anywhere with it. And so we like the idea of being outside of any sort of confined space and finding something new and making it ours and just taking the music to interesting places and just connecting with new places.
One of my favorite things about the band is that we were all friends before the band started, and we've all known each other, most of us, since high school and before, and we play so much better as an ensemble, and it's just so much fun. And when we're enjoying ourselves and doing something that's fun, the sound improves drastically.
I don't think people will realize listening to the record how much of it was done live. All of it, almost all of it was done live. I'd say about 90%.
Yeah.
That just came from us being there together and these guys really taking cues from each other and, you know, doing two or three takes of a song and just nailing it.
If I never do come back, I'm leaving on that early morning train. Yeah, I'm leaving on that early morning train. Troubles get like mine.
You can really hear the atmosphere on a couple of the tracks. Track three, Casper, you can really hear just crickets and nighttime sounds, like wood sounds, and that was really interesting that the Alex had a great idea to start and finish the record with the barn door opening and the barn door closing, which I gotta be honest, I thought it was a little campy at first, and now I'm absolutely, absolutely in love with it. It really, like, bookends the album. And another thing Alex actually did for us is got a lot of field recordings of us just messing around between takes and working on different parts, and so we kind of interspersed those throughout the record to kind of make it feel like you were there, to give it a piece of, you know, that this was a process, a thing that we did over a 2.5 day period, and I really like that in the end. It some of them sound kind of distant, they sound kind of like fall aparty, but it was just like the whole process. So that really brings me back when I listen back to it.
Run like the devil. Here comes a preacher who isn't on the level.
we're lucky to get to spend time together like that. We all are really close. We've got Adam and Jason, our brothers, and Dan and I used to be roommates, so we all really enjoy being around each other. So there's never any tension or anything. It's just great to be able to have the opportunity to get away from housework and dogs and cats and anything else that was going on in our own lives.
Faster, faster, plowing up the pasture, but don't look now, cause here comes master. Faster, faster, plowing up the pasture, but don't look now, cause here comes master. Clover, clover, four-leaf clover, off you go now, work time's over. Clover, clover, four-leaf clover, well, off you go now, work time's over.
It's funny, a lot of people go on camping trips and just drink in the woods, and that's great, you know, like that's a blast of a weekend, and we got to go on a camping trip and, you know, come out of it with a piece of like art that we were all like really proud of. And I think that's a neat thing that music lets you do as a person.
We didn't just drink in the woods. Yeah,
we drank in the woods and made art. How about that?
I think we were all really excited when we started listening back to the stuff we did the day after on these really tiny, cruddy speakers. You just kind of hear kind of everything coming together.
And I think it'll always take us back, you know, to that weekend, to being able to spend that time with friends and to do something that you really enjoy and come away with something you're really proud of.
Producer Alex Champagne, along with Brad Cardwell and Dan Cohan of The Manly Deeds. You can find them on Facebook and at scenicrootrecords.com. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.